As you've heard at the top of the show, over the next few weeks, we'll be looking back at some of the memorable moments of The Nolan Show over the 10 years we've been on air. It's actually 10 years this month since The Nolan Show was on air. There have been some very harrowing and personal stories told on the programme. Here are just a few.
The Nolan Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Without your support, this programme wouldn't exist. When Sarah Ewart's family contacted the show last year, neither she nor her family knew the impact they would have. Sarah was pregnant with her first baby, and the news the baby had anencephaly shook the family to its core.
To be told that, I mean, the baby, no matter what, is going to be born dead, basically. They don't offer terminations in Northern Ireland, so my only choice, basically, was to carry the baby, either until it passed away inside me, or I can deliver and it would pass away. This child is already dead before it's born. There is no choice.
2008 was the year the then DUP MP Aris Robinson sent shockwaves around the country with her comments on homosexuality.
Man lying with man, woman lying with woman is an abomination. Whilst as a Christian I love the person and hate the sin, I don't believe that it is either natural or normal. It is not normal in normal society. It is not acceptable.
Dabby the dog made the programme. He was an assistance dog for 9-year-old Robert, who had autism. But Oakley Housing wanted the dog out.
He's like quite fun to play with.
And is he your bestest bud?
Yeah.
Robert has a condition called autism, learning difficulties and behaviour problems. And that has changed not just Robert's life, but it's helped with my anxieties as well. No more kicking out. No more conflict. He would wash himself. Now, where before, he wouldn't bath. He's not just a pet. He's a lifeline to the two of us. I just begged like a dog, please don't take this only friend away, please.
Aris, I would just like to ask you a question. As a gay Christian, is your husband, who seems to be First Minister, is he going to come out and welcome the gay pride this year? Because as far as...
Absolutely not.
Why not?
Because it's an abomination. Why would he want to be on walking in a gay pride march?
I'm most disappointed with the BBC because I think the BBC has turned into a platform for abortion advocates. A child with anencephaly is still a child, still a human being and still alive.
And Monsignor Dooley spoke to me following the Catholic Church abuse scandal, where it emerged Catholic primate Sean Brady failed to notify police about the notorious paedophile, Father Brendan Smith. What he had to say shocked many of you.
Don't expect the church to be your messenger. I'd have done exactly the same as the then Father Sean Brady did. I would conduct the procedure, the investigation, and the material onto the bishop, and then I would have... That's the job is completed. I would not go to the police because I had no obligation to go to the police.
You would not have gone to the police?
Absolutely not.
We brought you the story of policeman John in 2010. He was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and was struggling to function day to day. Off work for a long time, he became suicidal when the police service told him he would have to return or leave.
I found it very difficult to function and took 66 sleeping tablets. And left a note for my wife. My wife found me very early, very quickly.
Thought it strange that the phone was lying out and it was lying still, like, open. The line was open on it. John, wake up. I then turned round to see on a note and all these popped foils. And I just thought, oh, my God, what have you done? And... And then I just rang the ambulance and things. All I could think of was, firstly, will he survive? And if he does, will he survive and be okay?
The Nolan Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Just some of the stories that we've brought to you over the past 10 years or so. And